been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is another live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting one last day here from Scottsdale, Arizona. Then we got to be moving on. And I'm told that we do have a few openings. We have, I think, one or two cancellations today in appointments. So if you'd like to meet with me today, today's your last chance. Well, we have another down day in the market. And, of course, the question on everybody's mind, is this the beginning of a bear after nine-plus years of bull? Well, I'll give you my opinion on that here in a moment. But let's go through the numbers. The Dow is down today, 473 points. We're back down to 24,553. The S&P 500 is down 47 points. That puts it at 2,652. It's down 1.8% today. The NASDAQ is down 1.5% today. It's down 108 right now. At 7,051. Meanwhile, the Russell 2000, down about the same, 1.7%. It's at 1,455. Crude oil is down $1.40. Everything red right now, 51.49 on light sweet crude. Gold is up $5. Little sparkle there. 1,247 per ounce on gold. And the bond market, the 10-year is at 2.87% right now. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, with a presence all across America, from sea to shining sea, from Sarasota to Honolulu to Seattle to Dallas, to Scottsdale, to Atlanta. We're all over the place. But me, I'm in the market every single day. I leave the docks at 5 a.m. and I come back from fishing every evening about 4 or 5 p.m. This is my passion. And I'm sure what's on your mind is, Gunderson, is this nine-plus year bull market now over? Or is this another pullback in a nine-plus year bull that has created or is creating a buying opportunity? Well, I have a very strong opinion on that. I'm not one to mince words. I'm not one to waffle. It's taken a lot of courage to stick by my guns and my numbers and my analysis of all the little nooks and crannies and back alleys of the market. And I will give you once again today my honest observations. For better or for worse, you can take it or you can leave it. Well, what's going on right now? We had an 800-point sell-off on Tuesday, and on Wednesday, thank goodness, we had a closed market, so nothing could happen on Wednesday. And on Thursday, we have another 400-point-plus sell-off, and I will give you my analysis of it here in a moment. We are in Scottsdale, one last day today. We had a workshop last night, had a lot of fun there. We'll be departing early tomorrow morning. I'll be working on the newsletter and trading and analyzing the market from 30,000 feet, 40,000 feet, wherever the smooth air is, wherever there's no turbulence, hopefully. But right now there's some turbulence, obviously, in the market. I will be sending out my newsletter once again. I will be updating my call on the market, my stance on the market. Where the leading asset classes? Is the leading asset class now inverse? I'll be going through that. I'll be giving you my target price of where I think the S&P 500 can be 1 to 2 years from now. All of that good stuff, and always full of individual ideas that I find to be attractive, even if it's an inverse NASDAQ fund, okay? It's all in my toolkit, 5,100 different opportunities, from inverse Japan to three times Latin America on the bull side. It's all there available to me. But in the end, I'm trying to distill it down to what I think are the very best opportunities given the environment that we are currently in. I'm told by my crew that we have a couple of cancellations today in appointments. What a shame. But that does open up two spots today. I'm at the McDowell Marriott. We've been hanging out here all week. We've been having a good time. Tonight, or last night, was the workshop Wednesday evening. We had a nice little gathering, nice cozy little gathering, some really good refreshments. I've got some leftover chocolate dipped strawberries here for breakfast this morning, which is the breakfast of champions. Who doesn't want chocolate dipped strawberries for breakfast? Well, we're not getting chocolate drip strawberries in the market right now, are we? I begin the day with 235 B-plus ranked or better stocks. It's not a bad number. I was down to 35 B-plus or better stocks in October after a couple weeks of vicious sell-off. During normal times, I have 300 to 400, so 235 is not bad. I have 155 A or better momentum grade stocks. And some of those B plus or better are also in that group. I really like a B plus or better stock, ETF, mutual fund, whether it's inverse, whether it's three times, it doesn't matter to me. I really like when I have a B plus or better that also has an A or better momentum grade. Now, I'm going to begin today's little story and my analysis of the market with something that's taking place today. George Herbert Walker Bush. George Bush won, I guess, I don't know the numbers. He's 39 and the other's 41, something like that. They know this in Houston. They know this in Dallas. I might get my numbers wrong here, but I do remember this about George Herbert Walker Bush very clearly. I remember a man by the name of Bill Clinton who ran against George Herbert Walker Bush for the presidency of the United States. And I remember Bill Clinton's main political strategist, James Carville, coining a term. They basically had three terms that the Clinton campaign ran on. But the one that stuck, the one that rings in my ears today, it's the economy. Stupid. Well, the folks listened. They unseated George Herbert Walker Bush because the market was in, or the economy was in, a recession at the time of the election. And James Carville capitalized on that. Bill Clinton actually was not bad for the economy, but I think you could draw the conclusion that George Herbert Walker Bush lost the presidency to Bill Clinton over the economy. Clinton, in fact, if you look up the facts on it, Clinton's campaign advantageously used the then prevailing recession in the United States as one of the campaign's means to successfully unseat George Herbert Walker Bush in March 1991. Days after, now listen to this. Do you know what George Herbert Walker Bush's job performance was the year before the election year? Well, 90% of polled Americans approved of President Bush's performance. This isn't George Bush. This is George Herbert Walker Bush. Later the next year, with the recession taking place, America's opinion had turned sharply. 64%. It had dropped from 90 to 64% of polled Americans disapproved of Bush's job performance in August of 1992. And, of course, that allowed Bill Clinton to win the presidency that year. Well, I'm going to draw a little parallel here. In 3 weeks, Donald Trump starts his third year of his presidency. And now that the midterms are over, the next election cycle has begun. When we come back, I'll tell you why that's significant and what's taking place today and why you need to focus on earnings of the market and not the noise of the market. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. The Gunderson Capital Management Team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter. Well, I'm leading up to my analysis of the market right now, but I'm just letting you know what the market, bull markets always have a wall of worry that they climb. Over the last 9 years, the bull market has climbed over one wall of worry after another. Well, I'm using the analysis here right now to lead into my my take on where the market is right now. I do believe that if Trump is to be unseated at in 2 years, we're already in a new election cycle. The midterms are over, man. They're looking ahead. And you can look to George Bush and what sunk his campaign and losing to Bill Clinton. There are a lot of people that would love nothing more than to have a recession here in America take place and a bear market. That would almost ensure that Trump would be unseated. And you have a lot of people, you know, ganging up in these efforts to put America into a recession, to scare people out of the stock market, turn this bull into a bear. Now, can they do it? I don't know. If they do, then we'll make money on the downside. We'll make money in the inverse funds. The banks are under tremendous pressure right now. I've got a couple of inverse banking ETFs in my hip pocket here. The financial sector is under heavy pressure right now with the bond market selling off. Banks need higher interest rates to really flourish. They're getting lower interest rates, and I'll give you an update on the yield curve here in a minute. We can make money in the banks on the downside if we need to, but I believe that the battle right now for the heart and soul of America is now on. The midterms are over, and the machines on either side are now in place, positioning for the next big presidential election. And I believe that the stakes have never been bigger, because I watch and I witness on a daily basis it used to be a glacial drift towards socialism here in America, but now I see America, a lot of America, wanting to take one giant leap towards far left socialism. That's correct. Look at Florida. Look how close we came. Look how close Florida came to an electing as their governor a far left socialist. Don't have to go any further than California to see this continental drift that now has turned into quite a move. I mean, it's not like Bill Clinton's Democratic Party. It's not like John Kennedy's Democratic Party, who said, ask not what you can do for what the country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Well, now it's what can the country do to me? It's the Bernie Sanders flavor of socialism. So no matter what side you're on, it doesn't really matter in this point I'm trying to make. That's where a lot of this turmoil is going to come from over the next few years as we get ready for another election, presidential election cycle. And every effort will be made to throw the economy into a recession and the stock market into a terrible bear over the next 2 years. Now, how do you survive? Well, there's two ways to survive. There's two very clear ways to survive. If they're successful, and they can throw this thing into a bear market, which they haven't been successful at yet. I believe that right now, I believe very strongly right now, that the market is in the process of putting in a bottom. And that's not a real smooth process, but I believe that a bottom was put in several weeks ago. The downtrend abated, and now we're putting in a sideways trend, a consolidation trend, and it can be choppy. But eventually, I believe that the sideways trend that we are now putting in many asset classes. If you weren't at the workshop last night, I showed many asset classes. I said, see this downtrend that they've been in? Look at this now. It's turning into a sideways trend. And some of them are even starting to turn up into an uptrend. This is how bottoms are put in. If they succeed in putting this into a recession and the stock market tumbles into a terrible bear, well, then we'll make money in the inverse funds. They're there in the toolkit if we need them. You need to become comfortable with this thought. The time is not now to pull out the inverse funds, but you need to become comfortable with them. You can go to the ProShares website to read all about them, where there's inverse funds that are available. You can go to directioninvestments.com. Those are the two major purveyors of ETFs that leverage 2-to-1 to the upside on the NASDAQ, 2-to-1 to the downside on the NASDAQ, 1-to-1 downside on the NASDAQ. There is a whole array of lures to choose from. Silver ones with sparkles, gold ones with a matte finish and a little yellow tail. You know what? You got to throw out there what the fish are biting to catch some fish and put them on the boat. And when we turn into the bear market, that could be a really wonderful opportunity to make money. But you have to be open-minded to that thought. The alternative is, and the only alternative is to go to cash. Well, you can't make money in cash, but that's fine. At least you're protecting yourself from a potential onslaught to the downside. But you know what? I even want to make money in that onslaught. Going to cash isn't good enough for me. Now, in meeting with people this week, I didn't meet with one person that had any downside protection whatsoever. I know that the firms that they're with will go right over the falls. They'll go right over the falls with them. Nobody's minding the mint. They're in an asset allocation. If the stock market goes into a bear market, do you think they're going to lower their allocation in the stock market? If the world goes into a recession, do you think that these big Wall Street firms are going to get you out and try to protect you and even try to make money on the downside if they can? I can't make any guarantees, but I'm going to be here 10 hours a day on the job watching for that. And I feel sorry for people that they're 75 years old, 78 years old, and are in a variable annuity that has 100% exposure to the stock market. They have no downside protection. Well, I believe that the market is putting in a bottom right now. It's in the process of putting in a bottom, and many stocks are in the process of putting in a bottom. And when I come back, I will make my case for why I believe that is the case right now. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. The Gunderson Capital Management team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back. back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio. We'll have an update here on the yield curve in a minute and what that means. But one big piece of news that is driving the sell-off in the market today is the arrest by Canadian authorities of Huawei Chief Financial Officer Meng Wanzhou. Well, this is one of China's largest technology companies. This would be like Intel or Google or Facebook, their chief financial officer, CFO. What if China arrested or Europe arrested that person? Well, Huawei confirms that the U.S. is seeking extradition of Meng to face unspecified charges in the Eastern District of New York. Supposedly, they violated the trade sanctions that we have placed on Iran. I think you'll continue to see a lot of business, funny business, coming out of Iran. But this, obviously, the market takes this to say, wow, all of that progress that was made in Argentina over the weekend, all of a sudden the U.S., on the day that they're having dinner, Xi and Trump, we arrest in Canada arrest on our behalf the CFO of one of China's largest technology companies. And the market today is saying that the truce is over. I don't believe that. In fact, here's what China has said over this incident. Despite the arrest of Huawei CFO Meng Wanzhou, China's Commerce Ministry is confident in reaching an agreement with the U.S. within the next 90 days, adding that both sides have been communicating smoothly since leaders met in Argentina. But as I say, the battle for the heart and soul of America is now on as we have entered into a brand new election cycle. Now let's update the 2-year versus the 10-year. Today we're getting a little bit of a spread between the two. When they narrowed to just 11 basis points on Tuesday, this also spooked the market because this has been a pretty good indicator of recession in the past. Do you see any signs of recession out there? I sure don't. Today, the 10-year is all the way down to 2.85%. That's a drop of 7 basis points. On Tuesday, it was 2.92%. We're clear down to 2.85. We were up at 3.2. You've seen quite a rally here in the long bond over the last few months. I would be looking at the inverse bond funds here because I think the bond market is topping out once again in this short-term rally that it's been in, and I believe that the stock market is building a bottom. I would be looking to short the bond market, and I would be looking for potential purchases over the next several weeks in the stock market as it continues to put in a bottom. Now, the spread today, the 10-year is down 7 basis points to 2.85, but the good news is the 2-year is also down. The 2-year is down 11 basis points, so that is widening the gap right now. By 4 basis points, we now have a 14 basis point spread between the 2-year and the 10-year. On Tuesday, we did see a slight inversion between the 3 and the 5-year. But having said that, if you look at yield curves in the past, which have been pretty good predictors of recessions. Generally speaking, over the long haul, after the yield curve inverts, which it has not done yet, that would be the 2-year and the 10-year, that generally means that you've got about 18 months to 2 years left in the expansion before the recession hits. All right? So it's not like when the yield curve inverts, run for the hills, everybody, because a recession's going to start tomorrow. Gosh, we just came off of Black Friday, which was the biggest shopping day in history. We just came off of Cyber Monday, and that entire weekend, the world has never seen a stronger consumer. But you've got a narrowing of the gap in the yield curve. Well, I do believe there will be a recession within the next 2 to 3 years. That's nothing new. But in the meantime, when I come back to facts, not noise, not political agendas, not moves by deep state or whatever else is disrupting the markets right now. Let's just look at earnings of the market. It's earnings, stupid. Once again, last night at my workshop, I showed a graph of earnings since 2007. Earnings, complete earnings, total earnings for all 500 companies in the S&P 500. That's an easy number to find. The last time that earnings topped out were in 2007, when they topped out at about $80, $75 per share, somewhere in that, for all the 500 S&P 500 companies. And then as we looked at earnings forecasts for the following year, 2008, all of a sudden, there's the inversion that you need to watch for. All of a sudden, the estimates for 2008 started to fall below 2007's actual earnings numbers. I produce this graph in my newsletter every single week, which you can get at GundersonCapital.com. When earnings peaked in 2007 and when expectations started to drop below those numbers of 2007, all of a sudden earnings were now starting to shrink. Stocks and inverses follow, and indexes follow earnings. That drop in 2008 was the main reason, caused by several forces. But in the end, where did it impact? Where did it show up the most? In earnings of the S&P 500. And in 2009, we went from that $80 per share to 2008's $70 per share to 2009's $53 per share. And what happened in 2009? Earnings for the S&P 500 bottomed. And they've been going up ever since. And earnings have been going up ever since. I mean, the stock market has been going up ever since. This year, 2018, the S&P will report record earnings of $162 per share. What were they in 2009? $53 per share. Earnings have more than tripled since 2009. Guess what? Correlation? The market has more than tripled since 2009. Yes, there is a correlation. When earnings flattened out, they still grew, but they flattened out in 2015, 2016. The market flattened out. And when expectations for 2018 started to soar, we had a 20% move in the market in 2017, didn't we? The market was up 20%. You see, the market is forward-looking. The market was up 20% last year, and earnings this year, 2018, are going to be up 20% versus last year. Well, then it stands to reason that we ought to be looking at 2019 and 2020 as to what those expectations are. Have we reached peak earnings here in 2018? I've heard that term thrown around many times on the Fox Business Channel. This tells me that they don't know the facts. And let's not forget that this trickles down to individual companies. When companies start to see peak earnings and earnings start to shrink or dry up and the growth is no longer there, they turn into soggy stocks. Stodgy old growth giants of yesteryear. You know, there's a lot of stocks in the market today that are unaffected. There's certain sectors of the market that are not impacted by the trade war, which I think is going to be cleared up within the next 90 days. And there's lots of companies out there whose earnings are still growing by 20, 30, 40% per year, and they just got a whole lot cheaper. Well, I believe that the market is in the process right now of putting in a bottom after a 13, 14% sell-off. And I'm in shopping mode. I may not buy anything today, and I may even pick on some weak sectors with inverse funds. I'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. The Gunderson Capital Management Team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I would be looking to some inverse funds on the bond market here right now after this big rally that has seen the 10-year come down from 3.2 all the way to 2.85. Just looking at charts of interest rates in the bond market, it looks like the bond market is putting in a top, and it looks like interest rates are putting in a bottom. Meaning I think interest rates are much more likely to go up from here than they are to continue to go down from here. And there may be some money to be made in the inverse high-yield junk bond ETF, the two-times inverse long bond, which is much more sensitive to interest rates than the shorter-term bond. So I'll be looking at those today. They're definitely on my shopping list. I'll be looking at those charts today. The banks are definitely in the crosshairs of all of this, but you know what? If the interest rates are putting in a bottom, or if the bond market's putting interest rates are putting in a bottom here, which I think they are at 2.87%, 2.85% right now, the banks may also be putting in a bottom. But having said that, the financials and the banks are definitely not on my watch list. Those are not leading sectors in the market. I showed last night at the workshop where the new leaders are emerging. I showed two asset classes in particular that are now emerging, putting in a good bottom and looking very, very good once again. And I narrowed it down even further. I narrowed it down into sectors. There's a lot of sectors out there right now that look horrible. And there's a lot of sectors, several, that are really showing some nice green shoots right now. Now, I don't know if I'll be adding anything to my portfolios today. There's many days. I begin the day. Let's see. What do I have today? Here's my groups here. I have, as far as stocks that are ranked B plus or better and have momentum of A or better, and are some of my old favorites that I always am checking in on, I have 534 to look at today. That's out of a database of 5,000. It's a lot easier to look at 534, one-tenth of the market, than it is to look at 5,000. I can handle 534. In addition to this, I have 204 to look at that currently between my portfolios and people's portfolios that they've transferred to me, I have 204 to look at. I don't own 204 total. I probably own maybe 70 or 80 total. But people have transferred stuff to me that I've been watching for them, waiting for a chance to sell their positions and eventually upgrade them to my positions. I am currently 50% in cash. I currently own two asset classes only. 50% in stocks, 50% in cash. And it's important to note that I have zero exposure to the bond market. I think now the bond market, if you had a chance, you've had a rally in the bond market here, it's a good time to be unloading your bonds for good. Because I don't think over the next 3 to 5 years you're going to make any money in the bond market. Now that the 10-year is down to 2.85%, there's a lot of risk of it going back up to 3.2 where it was not too long ago. And that's going to create a lot of havoc in bond funds. And I think the world bond market is even more treacherous because it has also seen a rally here. And their central banks have not even started to tighten yet. Europe hasn't started to tighten. Japan has not started to tighten, but they will at some point in time. We're already tightening. And we usually are leading the pack, and they'll eventually be tightening at some point in time. And that's going to really create havoc in the global bond markets. Foreign bonds, world bonds, that's one of the worst places that you can be at the current time in the market. Well, take it for what it's worth. You can do what I do with the Barons every weekend, which I do not get, but once in a while I'll pick one up. It makes really good tinder to start a new fire in your fireplace on a Monday night, on a cold Monday night or Tuesday night. The Barons will get a good log going in the fireplace to warm your home. And you can do that with the archives of my radio show and my newsletter. You can use my 79-page newsletter to start your little fire, your barbecue this weekend, if you want. If you don't agree with me, no, got a lot of people that don't agree with me. I'm just telling you from the trenches, from where I sit, and all the observations I make, looking down every nook and cranny of the market every single day, and then consolidating it all every Friday into a weekly newsletter, I'm the guy that for 9+ years has been right about the market, that we're in a bull market, and it's continuing. And I'm reiterating that call once again. I believe we're putting in a bottoming pattern here after a sell-off. Bottoming patterns can be a little bit herky-jerky and ugly. I believe there's a lot of forces at work here that would love to destroy our economy, that would love to destroy the stock market so they can waltz in a far-left guy 2 years from now. I truly believe that. And that is what the next wall of worry that the bull market, and what will defeat that sentiment? Earnings went out over sentiment. In the end, if GDP remains at 2-3%, and if earnings of the S&P 500 continue to grow, then the market's going to continue to higher. And when I start to see risk to earnings growth and economic growth, I will let you know. And we will do something else. We will add in another asset class called inverse funds at that point in time. Well, anyways, we got a couple appointments available today while I'm in Scottsdale. If you want to drive up to the McDowell Mountain Marriott. Otherwise, I'll be broadcasting Monday from my home base of Charleston, South Carolina. If you'd like to get the newsletter this weekend, GundersonCapital.com. If you'd like to meet with me, set up a phone appointment. 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.